Yesterday, at the end of Shir, I mentioned to you the case of the Tshuvas HaRamah. Ramah's case was the case of a person who bought an animal from a guy, gave him cash, but left the animal there. So he said that if you hold cash as in kaina, then the guy remained a shomer on the animal. And subsequently, the animal was stolen. And the guy said, I'll pay you back. Similar case to our Mishnah. The animal was stolen from the guy, who was a shomer now for the yid. And the guy said, I'll pay you back. And then they caught the ganiv. It was not a kefil issue, because it was bizman haramah, that we're not down kefil. But the issue was the animal gave birth. And because the animal gave birth, it was its first calf. It was a shiloh of a bechar. So the question was, whose animal is it? Is it the guy's animal, or is it the yid's animal? Whose animal is it? So on the tzad, that kesef is not kaina, we said it's definitely the guy's animal. Ramah wanted to know if kesef is kaina. If kesef is kaina by gayim, what's the din? If you hold kesef is kaina, when the yid bought the animal from the guy, it became the yid's. Later, when it was stolen, and the guy said, voluntarily, I'll pay, should we say that then the yid is makne to the guy? That was the whole thing. And we said yesterday, it's like Tosfos Shita, that the shomer owns the guf ha-behema. So it's very good. He's makne to the guy. The guy owns the guf ha-behema. And since the guy owns the guf ha-behema, the whole bechor is not a problem because he's born to a guy. I looked at the Tshuvas HaRamah. It's an interesting knedge. The Ramah says that even if normally you're going to say that you're not makna the guf ha-behema to the guy, even let's say you'll say what we call shita sarambam, that normally you're not makna the guf of the behema to a guy. But here, there's an umdana that the yid would want to be makna to the guy. Why? Why? Because he doesn't want it to be a bechar. The whole cheshbon of it, that it's going to be a bechar, that kufa goes into the cheshbon. So there's really an extra reason to say that the yid is makna to the guy. Because the yid wouldn't want that this behema should give birth to a bechar. So there's an extra umdana that if he would have thought about it, b'shas ma'isa, he would have been makna to the guy. Because now that it's in the hands of a ganiv, he doesn't know what's going to happen. The animal will come pregnant, have a bechar. So therefore, he wants it to be the guy's. This the Ramah adds, this extra umdana, because of the cheshbon of Bechaira, that he wants it to be the guy's. Which, Bechaira makes a lot of sense. Right? Makes sense. It's an extra umdana. If we would have asked him, Bishas Maisa, he would have said, I don't want a Bechar. I thought I wanted to be nikna to him. So finished.
He would have had a little more.
Why? It's not in the. It wasn't the guy's chatzur.
The kin's
happening before it's stolen, like every shomer. No, the mother animal is nikta to the guy's shomer either rega kaidim shachas kaidim geneva or immediately. If all this is going to happen, if it'll be stolen, he'll voluntarily pay. He's makta to him. Here, there's an extra reason to be makta because of the bechar cheshbon. But still, the haknah is in the same time. Why?
Because it's very nice that I would have wanted to give it to him, but the fact of the matter is that you didn't give it to him, you weren't not going to pay.
But you are. A shomer who pays, we're makna to the shomer.
It was only when it's common for that to happen, that you're going to go ahead and give it to the person, you know, by a business deal, that you expect it to happen, so you're going to give it to the person. But here, most business deals, you don't give the power to.
But this, remember, is a case of a shomer who voluntarily paid, which is our Mishnah. The guy was a shomer. and really he has a taina to be potter, and he voluntarily paid, so it really is a case, it's really similar to the case of the Mishnah.
If it was a, I'm only giving the cows if it gives birth to a bukhar.
No, I'm giving it if you pay voluntarily the shmira, if you're a shomer and you pay voluntarily, I'm makna to you. I'm a makna a kufa behemah to you. So to say, by bukhar, certainly that's what you would want to do. But it's all in the case of the Mishnah. In a way, is a point that I want to get to. What? A guy, what Taisus and Kiddushin says, a guy does have king of chatzah. Taisus and Kiddushin says that a guy has king of chatzah. Okay, I think so. Chorus
Israel's
ground
or
the Kayan's
problem?
What?
Chorus Israel's problem or Kayan's
problem? Bukhar is the Israel's problem.
Is it a Kayan? Like the Kayan is the greatest couple. What do I have?
Shulchan Aruch, it says that Bizman Hazeh, if Yisrael has a Bukhar, you're not allowed to give it to a Kayin, because people were giving it, if they had an enemy, a Kayin, they would give him a Bukhar. Because the Kayin is not happy to get the Bukhar. Now, if it has a Mum, the Kayin's happy to get it. He shachts it and eats it. But if Shulchan Aruch, it says Bizman Hazeh, Yisrael has a Bukhar, it's a Tekanah to our bottom, you can't force it on the Kayin. The guy doesn't want it, you can't give it to him. The guy's not going to want it. Bukhar nowadays is not, it's not wonderful. It's a problem. Petah chamar is okay. We play petah animals. Yeah. And let me tell you what bothered me with this. And then we're going to get to the next gemara. We'll see, maybe it has a shaykhis. The Ramah says, the Ramah says that we have an umdina here in the Gemara's case. That we have an umdina in this case at a Bukhar. So what hit me right away is, why don't we say it every time? Let's say I have a Yid who goes into a store and he buys a para from a guy. It doesn't get stolen, nothing happens to him, he just buys a para. And then the para becomes pregnant and has a baby. Why don't we say the same umdina? We have an umdina that when he bought it, if he would have thought of the question, what happens when it has a baby, there'll be a bachar, he would have wanted the guy to still be a partial owner in it. We don't say that, obviously, no? I'll tell you, what? In most cases he takes it. I'll tell you an example. There's a case in Nezer Neshech where a man gives an animal, a man takes an animal from a guy. Somebody takes an animal from a guy as an investment. The guy gives the animal to the Yid. And this is the deal. That the Yid has to feed the animal and raise it. And then he'll sell it and they'll split whatever profits. Right? When you raise an animal, it becomes worth more. You take a calf and you raise it to be a big ox. It becomes worth more. So the deal is, the guy gave the animal to the Yid, and the Yid is mekabel it, and the Yid raises it, and then they split the profits. So the Gemara has a shayla, if that animal has a bechar, who's the owner? Is the owner the original owner of the animal? Or is the owner the Yid who accepted responsibility for the animal? Do we say once he accepted responsibility, it's his animal? It's a shayla here in the Gemara. So why don't we say an umdina? If they would have thought of the question, if it has a bechar, what's going to be? They would have zicha wanted it to be the guys. Why don't we say the same kind of umdina as our sugya? That if they would have thought about it, they would have zicha said it should be the guys and shouldn't have bechar problems. I think the answer is, I'm not sure if this is right, but it seems that we don't say an umdana every single time people buy things. There's an umdana, if this and this would have come up and been a problem, they would have wanted. We don't stamazai every mechira say an umdana. Straight, normal mechira, a normal investment, we don't say umdanas. It seems that this whole parsha of this perek is only something like a bechar. Like a shmira, I mean. Like a shomer. where when you give it, it's a business deal that has many possible outcomes. Every time you give something to a shomer, there are a lot of tanoim which are not spoken out. When you have a complex type of a deal, like giving something to a shomer, which has many possibilities, there we work with umdimus. Something which doesn't have to do with shmira, you just walk into a store and you buy something. A very simple case, it seems to me, I may be wrong, that this whole parsha of this perek, I think it doesn't apply every single time you go in and you buy something. You buy something, and later you'll say, if I would have thought of this, I would have wanted it differently. I don't think that, maybe I'm wrong, we'll have to see if it's true, but I don't think stamazai, we make umdin is that if he would have thought about it, so therefore it changes the kinyan. What? Well, sometimes the umdin could be for the buyer, sometimes the seller. The thing is this, if it's good for one and bad from the other, you can't make umdin is because he would have wanted one way, he would have wanted the other way. But our whole sugi is where it's good for both of them. Where we say he would have wanted to give him the kefil. So, and it's certainly good for him to get the kefil. But Bechar also, it's good for the yid that the guy should have the Bechar, and it's good for the guy should have the Bechar. So I'm talking about umdin is in cases where it would be beneficial to both of them. I don't know, stamazai, if every time you do a deal, you can make an umdin of something that you didn't think of. I'm assuming that you can't. We'll have to see if that's true. I think many cases where there's an umdin. If this would happen, what would happen? I don't know if that's enough to... What? In a masla, there are cases. Look, I'm not going to say there are no cases. There are cases. If I buy something in the store and it's damaged, so it's obviously a mekartos. I wouldn't have wanted it. But new things. I don't know if you say new things. Now, what got me thinking into this is the beginning of the next sugya of Rav Papa. And let's see what Rav Papa says, and maybe we'll have a little bit of a havana into what I'm saying. Amar Rav Papa, Shai Mechinam. Kivan Shamar Pashati, what's the din of Shai Mechinam of Pashati? Right, it's Chayiv. So Shai Mechinam said Pashati, Makno Leik Feila. It's a chiddush. Then even though he said Pashati, he still gets kefil. Now really, it's the same chiddush as the previous Gemara. Hasecha parah mechaveri v'nignava, the way Rashi said it. Then hasecha parah mechaveri v'nignava is chayiv. He says, Arini Mishalom, he gets kefil. So the Rapapa is saying, it sounds like the same idea. Shaymer chinam, kivin shamar Pashati, makna like feila, dibay patanavshe v'gneva. Now, is he believed when he says Pashati? He's believed. Does he need a migu to be believed to say Pashati? Shema says Pashati. Does he need a migu? No. Gemara doesn't mean a migu. He's believed to say Pashati because he's believed. He's saying something bad for himself. Adam Neman al Atzmai. Person, a Baldin could say, I'm Chayiv. But since he could have, Yiboy Patan Asha V'Gneva, since he could have patted himself a Gneva, therefore, the other person is Makatayv to him. And he gives him the kefil. The same thing, Shemesh Sachar, Kivin Shama Nignava, Makna Leik Feila. When Shemesh Sachar says Nignava, what's a din? Shemesh Sachar says Nignava is Chayiv. Makna Leik Feila, he's grateful to him. Why is he grateful? Dibai Potter Nafshe B'Shvura Omeisa. He could have said, Aynis, Shvura Omeisa. Omeisa means it died Kedarka. So he could have patted himself. So he's grateful to him, he's Makatov. Shoyel Sha'imer Hareini Mishalim Loimachni like Fela. Now this is really the Chiddush of Papa, not the first two cases. The Chiddush is Shoyel who says Hareini Mishalim Loimachni like Fela. But my Havalayla Mifta Nafshe, what could he have patted himself with? But Mesa Machmas Malacha. Mesa Machmas Malacha, Loi Shriach. Mesa Machmalach is not Shriach, and therefore, what? Therefore, he couldn't have patented himself. I mean, he really could have patented himself. But it's not something he would want to, I guess. It's not something he would want to patter himself with. And therefore, I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful he didn't say Meisim Las Malacha. You know, I didn't say Meisim Las Malacha because it's a strange taina. It's weird. Someone says Meisim Las Malacha lo shliach. So therefore, I have no akaras hatoif to him for telling the truth. And therefore, I'm not going to give him the keif. As I state on the Gemara. Frech, the Rashba, this Rashba is in the Shita Mukubetzes. It's not in the Chidushi Rashba, it's in the Rashba, it's in the Shita Mukubetzes. What do you mean? The Shoyal could have tainted. What else could he have tainted? He could have tainted Lo Hayad Varmi Aylam. He could have said, I never borrowed it. That's not Lo Shchiyach. You come to me, you say, you borrowed my pekow, pay for it. I say, I never borrowed it. Why? What? Well, the question is, in a case where there are no Edim, he could have tied it Lahadam. Or even in a case where there are Edim, he could have tied it Hichzarti. He could have said, I returned it already. What? That's right. That's right, he could say it any time. What? If there was paid to have aid, no, he has to say Al-Tazirei Elabed. If he said Al-Tazirei Elabed, yeah, but do you think that's the only case? So Rashmi, yes, he could have tied it La'adam, he could have tied it Al-Zarati, he still have ways of getting out of it. The Rishash, yes, adds, he could have tied it, I borrowed it with the Bishmira Babaylim, it's also Potter. Right, it's Gzeres HaKosov that a Shoyal who borrows when the Bailim are working for him, even if they're working with something else, it doesn't have to be they're working with the behema. Your partner, if you borrow something from an employee, someone who works for you, then you don't have to pay even for pshia. If someone's working for you and he lends you something, it's gzeres hakasev. There's no svara. Gzeres hakasev that shmira bebailam. If you borrow something from someone who's working for you, your partner. I think there's a gemara in Bava Kama that says if you borrow something from your Rebbe or your Rav, you're always potter. But since a Rav is mechuyev to answer shailas at all hours, the Gemara says, so it's always shmira b'baylam. The Gemara says that, I think it was, who was it, Rebbe's Talmidim told that to him. They told him that if I borrow from you, I'm potter, because the Rebbe is always working, you always have to answer shailas. So I think he says he told them back, no, if I borrow from you, because the Talmidim are mechuyev to learn the Masechta that the Rebbe chooses, I think. He said, no? So Mimela, that's only once upon a time, where the Talmidim are mechuyev to learn the Masechta that the Rebbe chooses. But Shmira Bebailim is a real Ptor. Shmira Bebailim, it's not like people think, when you're in elementary school, you think, if you lend someone an animal, and the guy works with the animal, that's Shmira Bebailim. That would be Lo Shchiyach. But it means any worker, anybody working for you, it means painting your house. And you borrow his animal, Shmir Bebailim is also. So, for the Rishash, he has a similar kasha to the Rashba. He asks, so the Rashba asks from Chzarti and Layadvar Miyavim. Rishash, he asks from Shmir Bebailim. So they ask this kasha that he has the Shayel has other tainus to become potter. So, we're just saying the Rishash answers. Let me first say the Rashba's test. The Rashba answers. Now the Rashba asks from Lahadam and Hefzarti. And the Rashba answers that you're only potter if you could have said a tainus hashaimrim to be potter. The only time you get kefil is if you could have said a tainus hashaimrim. A taina which is a taina that shaimrim are potter, like Nigdava by Hashem Echinam, or Nansa by Hashem Esachar. It has to be in Hilchos Shomrim, a din and dinei Shomrim, that you're potter. Then you get the keifel. But if you would have said it never happened, or I returned it, so the Rashba, then you don't get the keifel. As I state in the Rashba. So the question is, why? What's the svara? Anybody have a svara? Anybody have a svara for the Rashba? You first understand what the Rashba is saying? The Rashba is saying that the only time you get kefil is if the thing you could have tainted was a ptur in dinei shmira. If the thing you could have tainted was a zaitig taina, not one of the prati hilcha shmira, then it doesn't apply. Then you don't get the kefil. The question is, what's the svara to that?
I'm only going to be mapping something to him. I'm actually mapping him to something every time somebody has a taina, he's just going to get himself out.
But he's not getting himself. He's saying, I'm ready to pay. Harei nimshal. He could have said, Lein dvar miyayla. He could have said,
Echzarati. That's not a taina that the Baal's thinking. Because at any time, he's never going to have a kundana where he wants to be mapping the kefil.
It's not a taina.
If any time the Baal's a taina on somebody, or any time he's done that, it's just statements, and that's just a taina that the guy's going to pat himself up with. So there's never going to be a case where he wants to.
Fakaret was saying, what are we saying? That when does he give him the kefil? If he could have had a ptur, that's a ptur in dinei shomrim, and he didn't use it, so I'm not going to kefil to him. But if it's a zaitig ptur, then we don't say it. If it's a zaitig ptur, then we don't say that you give him kefil. If he could have said a zaitig ptur, we don't give him kefil. What's a svara to that? It's a little bit of a svara, no? What the Rashba means. Now it could be that the Rashba means is like I started saying with the Ramah. Now we don't stop make umdinis to other things in the Welt. You know, someone will say, give me the kefil, I could have stolen it from you. I was in your house the other day and I could have taken it. I didn't steal from you. So give me kefil. It doesn't make any sense. It has to be in Hilchei Shomrim. Something that I could have said. Now, to say umdin is, to start saying, well, if he would have thought about it, he would have said this. Vice Tyson de Rajba, that it's only a din in dinei shomrim. We don't start making umdin is on all kinds of things. If he would have thought of this, if he thought of that, we don't do that. Only within the rules of shomrim, which, like I said, are the complex rules. Every time you give something to a shomer, you have to know what's a din. There's a geneva, what's a din if there's a list of mezuzah, what's a din if it's made some with kedarka. There are a lot of rules that you don't think of, so that we go basa umdin. But stamazai, other possibilities, we don't take into account. In the Brich Savram, I think this is what he's saying in the Kavanas HaRajma, which is a chiddush, but it seems that the Rashba is saying this rule that we only work with dinei shomrim. It doesn't seem to answer the Rishash's kasha. It only answers the kasha for, because Rishash's kasha is really in Hilchos Shomrim as well. It only answers lahadam or hechzarti, which are things that are not in the prote dinei shmirah. That's the Rashba's teretz. The Rishash is a different teretz. The Rishash says that the Gemara only says, the boy, he could have tained it something which is not a chutzpah, not a ha'azah. A taina, which the other person knows is sheker. Nobody wants to say a taina that his baldin knows is a lie. It takes a bigger chutzpah. I'd rather say a taina that he doesn't know. If I give something to a shomer to watch, so if he tells me nignava or meisa kadarka, I don't know if it's true or not. So I'm grateful he could have said that. He didn't say it. I'm grateful to him. But if he would have said, or hechzarti, or that I borrowed it together with when the owner was working for me. All three of those tainis, the Baal HaChefetz is makir b'shikrei. The Baal HaChefetz knows he's lying. If the Baal HaChefetz is makir b'shikrei, that's not the kind of a taina that you'll say, I'm grateful you didn't say that taina. Of course you didn't say that taina. You don't want to say a taina that's a haza. So since you don't want to say a taina that's a haza, so for that, there's no kefil. There's no kefil because I could have said any of those three things. All those three things, though, with owner's makam shikrai, it's not having meaning you're going to say it. As I state in the Rishash, I saw in the Yelis HaShachar, he wants to say that the Rashba meant what the Rishash is answering also. that's Kavanas HaRashba. As he's saying, it's not really a Machlaikis, but the Rashba meant the Rishash's Teretz. I don't know, it's a little hard to fit into the Rashba. But I would, it looks to me to be two different Teretz. Rishash says, Makir B'Shikra. Any time you recognize the Sheker, it's a different story. And the Rashba says it has to be a Tain and Dinei Shaim. With the Rashba's, it answers the Rashba's kashas. Rishash's teretz is a very geshmak of teretz. If somebody, he didn't, I'm going to give him kefil because he didn't say a lie, which nobody wants to say. Ain't on the may, is a person doesn't want to say a ha'azim. Okay, so these are, we'll call it two mahalchim, the Rishash, Amaki B'Shikrai, and the Rashba. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. So that was the first lashon of Rav Papa. So again, we have to halt kap. The first lashon of Papa was that by Shoyel, you're not makna kegel. Ika di Amri disagrees. Ika di Amri Amar Papa. Shoyel nami. Kivin shomer harini mishalim, makna like feyla. Di boi patu nafshe b'mesa machmas malacha. That if he wanted, he could have patted himself with mesa machmas malacha. What's the machlaikis, the two lashonos? What's the two? If you're makne kefil to someone who could have tainted a tainted the loishchiyach, you have to know what the nekudas machlaikis is. Think about it. What? Could be it's tali if it's al tzakaras hatayiv, whereas in the center you mean. If it's tzakaras hatayiv, I'm not makne taif to him. Even say a taina that's not a shchiyach to katayin. It's an incentive. I want to give him an incentive not to lie. Even on Mesa Machas Malach. The other way around. Incentive, I don't have to give him incentive. And I'm Makatov.
I could pay him my money, have my money. That's why we're passing the most part of the show, that's to actually pay the money. And everyone else is.
According to Rashi.
Everyone else has to say, but the show, once he pays the Makatov, they give me money.
Right, that certainly makes sense. The fillip between saying and paying. Okay, so it could be that that's a mahalach, maybe, that if it's al tzakar satoy, you're just happy he paid you. And we'll see maybe a little bit of a mashmois that's so. We have a third man, the Yomar, Rav Zavid. Amalei Rav Zavid, hachi Yomar Abaya, shayel achi yishalem, haitam ahoyel v'chol anor shalai, b'dibur alei makni ekfeil. The dibur alone, you're not going to be careful because all right, what would be, so what's Lamaisa? Let's say you have a person who takatain is Mesa Machas Malacha. You have a person who's a shayel, and he did say Mesa Machas Malacha. This whole Gemara is talking, he didn't say Mesa Machas Malacha. The shayel is, do we say he could have tained it? What would be the din if he said Mesa Machas Malacha? So what's the din? His potter. And then he says, Hareini Mishalim, even though it was Mesa Machas Malacha, I'm still going to pay. What should be the din in such a case? Does he get kefil? What do you think? Someone says Mesa Machas Malacha, and so he's potter, he's a shayel. He says Mesa Machas Malacha, then he says Hareini Mishalim. So what should be Pashtus? Pashtus, you should get the kefil, right? No? No, why? Well, he has a p'tur Mesa Machas Malacha. He was Mekabesh Shmir. Why is it different than a Shem Mechinam who says Nignavah in his potter, and then he does get Karen when he pays? Someone tied his... He makes a Shvuah. right? So midi pater off is chiyu shmir, shvur. And me meisa machas malacha. Yeah, I understand, that's for sure. So he has to knock off his chiyu shvur. Me meisa machas malacha, look at the same thing. Me meisa machas malacha. Well, it depends. He would have to swear in a b'shusai, unless he can show the dead animal. He would have to swear in a b'shusai. So I'll be in such a case. So if there is a chiyuv shvua, so it should be a regular case. So l'chayre should depend on Rav Papa Reb Zvid, though. Right? According to Reb Zvid, he shouldn't get kaifa, because the shayil is kol anor shalai. So when that makatayf to him, he borrowed something. So according to Reb Zvid, he shouldn't get the kaifa, because Shail never gets kaifa, kol anor shalai. According to Rav Papa, what was Rav Papa's reason that you don't get kaifa only because it's lo shchiach? Say bizarre, a person who taka time in Mesa Max Malacha should get the kaifa. So the Roshash says that this is a nafkamina between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. He says that according to Rav Papa, if you take a tain of Mesa Machmas Malacha and you say, Afal Pikein, I'll pay, according to Rav Zvid, you still don't get careful because Kol Ano Shalai. And according to Rav Papa, you do get the careful because the only reason Mesa Machmas Malacha doesn't get it is Lo Shriach, you don't want to tain it. But where Lemaisa it's true, you tained it, then you do get the careful. Rishash says that Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says the Nafkamina between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid, he could have said this Nafkamina as well, that this would be another Nafkamina. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with this Rishash. Kiva Eger says it's not true. And it's very interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger analyzes the Taich of Lo Shriach. The Gemara said Mesa Machs Malach is not Shriach. Since it's Lo Shriach, therefore what? What do we say? Since it's Lo Shriach, therefore what? Right? That's the way we learn the Gemara Pasha. Since it's Lo Shriach, he won't want to say it. Nobody wants to say things that people are gonna say, hey, he said a far-fetched story. That's Pasha Peshat in the Gemara. That because it's Lo Shriach, he's not going to time it. So Dr. Bekiva Eger, more than that, it's not that he's not going to tine it. Even when he tines his Mesa Machmas Malacha, he doesn't want to become potter because of Mesa Machmas Malacha. He's afraid if he's going to be potter because of Mesa Machmas Malacha, then people are going to talk about him. They're going to say he's a ganav. He tined such a weird tine of Mesa Machmas Malacha and he got off the hook. A person really doesn't want to say, even when it's true Mesa Machas Malacha, it's emes, and he says it, he still doesn't want to get potter because of a tie of Mesa Machas Malacha, because people are going to talk about him. So like Shriach, people are going to be suspicious that he's a ganav. So even when it's really Mesa Machas Malacha, a person, if he could afford it, would rather pay. And therefore, there's no akaras hatoif to him. Even by Mesa Machas Malacha, which is a tiny hapoiteres, which gets him off the hook, he still doesn't get careful when he pays. Because that's the way it is. A person is not happy getting off the hook with Mesa Machas Malacha. It's not just that he doesn't want to tine it. Even when it's true and he tined it, he doesn't want to get off the hook with it. He knows people are going to look at him suspiciously.
Terry says he's potter.
He knows he's potter. But he's in the king. Hashem Yisrael doesn't want people are going to look at him that he's a ganav, that he tiny is a natshri, I think a tiny to get off the hook. People are going to be suspicious of him. It's avad. If he can't afford it, what's he going to do? But if he can afford it, people pay money that they shouldn't, that people shouldn't be suspicious of them. So therefore, if it's Dr. Bekiva Eger, you don't get careful. Even when you're tiny hapay teres. That's what Bekiva Eger's finish. So first of all, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's answered why Tosfos doesn't say the Nafkamina, the Rishash's Kasha. Tosfos should have said that this case is Nafkamina between Papa Reb Zvid. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's good. This is not a Nafkamina. But there's something else that's very meduyik, according to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that comes out very geshmak. Look at Rav Papa's Lashon. Rav Papa said, if you look at the Gemara, Shai Mechinam Kivan Sha'amar Peshati. It says what he tied. Right? Rav Papa says three cases. Shai Mechinam, Shai Mesafar, and Shayol. Shai Mechinam, he says, Kivan Sha'amar Peshati. So it's very clear. Shai Mesachar, it says, Kivan Sha'amar Nignava. Right? Look at the Lashon by Shayol. By Shayol, it doesn't say Kivan Sha'amar something. It doesn't say Kivan Sha'amar something. So Shaymer Eini Mishalim. By Shayol, it doesn't say Kivan Sha'amar, whatever the story is, a taina that's Machayev him. Why does it say by Shayol, Kivan Sha'amar something that's Machayev him? So it's very meduyik, like Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Because by Shayol, even if he says a taina that patis himself, he says Meisam Afas Malacha. It's also included in Rapapa's finish. That if he says Harayim Mishalim, he still does not get the kefir, because it doesn't matter what a Shayol tied is. If a tied that patism, a tied machayevim, any tied, he doesn't get the kefir. This is the way the Gemara works out according to Rabbi Kivega's finish. So the Gemara is a kasha. Tanya Kavasi Drib Zadid, Ashoyal Paramechaver Vinigdava, Vikidim Ashoyal Vishilaim, Vaachakach Nimsa Ganim Misham Teshlome Kefa Vishoyal. So what does it say here? It says, Vikidim Ashoyal Vishilaim. Not he said, but he paid. Well, Ishtat Kamadura Papa Vade Loyhavati Yofta. What does that mean? Like the Lishta Kamadura of Papa, does he get Kefa? Lishta Kamadura of Papa, he does not get Kefa. Here it says, he does get kefil. So what's pshat in the lishna karma der papa vade lehavati yufta? So what's pshat? Lishna karma der papa vade lehavati yufta means? Why is it good? Your papa said you don't get kefil. And here it says you do get kefil. Lishna karma der papa said Ishael does not get kefil. And this price says you do get kefil. So there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos brings a girsa. The Rabbeinu Chanan is the bottom Tosfos, brings the girsa. Lishna kama vadei havati yofta. Rabbeinu Chanan says the girsa should be vadei havati yofta. Because here it says, you do get kefa. And he said, you don't get kefa. That's Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi said, no, the girsa is lai havati yofta. Because Rav Papa only said, if you promise to pay, you don't get kefir. If you promise to pay, you don't get kefir. But if you actually pay, then you do get kefir. So there's a chilek between if you actually pay or you don't actually pay. Rabbi Chananel disagrees with that. We have here Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. If we have a chance, we have to come back and try to understand the Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel by Meh Pligi. Who's more Pashit? Who's more Pashit? Rashi or Rabbeinu Chananel? Huh? Rashi, why? Why are you getting the kefil? You say Hareini, you're getting it. If you actually pay, you do. Even though by Shemechinam, there's no difference if he says or pays. Either way, he gets it. But by Shayol, you have to do something more. There's no Akar Satay for saying Hareini Mishal. I don't know if it's paying, there's more of Akar Satay. You have to understand that. But let's see first the Gemara. Amalchar of Papa. Mieli Mamas Nisan. Is that a better raya than the Mishnah? Diktari Shilai, Nukmina Ba'amar. Bachanami Ba'amar. In fact, the Gemara, Midami. Hasam like Kitani Kidei. So Kidei, you could say, it means Amar. Hagari Kidei, it sounds like he paid. If the Gemara loved Afka, my Kidim, Kidim Ba'amar. In fact, Gemara is not true. The Ketani Gabi Seichel Va'omer Gabi Shoyel Kidem Shmami Nadavka Ketani. If you have two Lashaydis, one after the other, so the Lashaydis Amidu Yakais Oimer is Oimer and Kidem is paid. So first, the Gemara wants to say Midi Gabi Adadi Tanya. Are these brises next to each other that you can make such a diuk?
Shailinu l'tanoi de berukiva rabbi shivami. Yes, gabi adaydi tani. So Mimela, the Gemara ends up that it's a good deal. Omar is Omar. Kida means dafka if you paid. And therefore, Rav Papa is teretz and Ishkan teretz. So Lilishna Kamida Rav Papa, have a tiyufta. Lishna Basra Rav Papa, have a tiyufta. Yeah, I'd like to try to make a cheshbin here. It may be helpful in the sugya. In what appears to be a Rashba Shita throughout the sugya that's a little different than what we've been saying. First, let me just chazer over the Rashba we spoke out on Lama Gimel Amid Beis. On Lama Gimel Amid Beis, we had a Rashba in a case where a person comes with their Eidim, two witnesses that say Nansa. There's a Shimer, and there are two witnesses that say Nansa. The two witnesses that say Nansa are pattering the Shimer. The Shimer says, Afal Pikain, I'm going to pay. The Shimer says that Afal Pikain, I'm willing to pay. Does he get careful? So push it. It should be the din. To wait and say Nansa, what should be the din? And he says, Afal Pikain, I'm paying. Chayritz Pshita, that he gets the kefil, right? Chayritz Pshita, he gets the kefil. So the Rashba said, a chiddush, that's not that way. The Rashba said, you don't get kefil. A chiddush. To wait and say Nansa, and you went and you paid. So the Rashba said, you don't get kefil. The Ritva brings the Rashba, the Ritva and the Ramban bring the Rashba. They say this Rashba is a Beferish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if you have two Eidim Shenensa, you do not get Kefil. But our Gemara is not Mashma that way. Our Gemara that we just learned said, Iboi Potter Nafshe. Any time that you kapati yourself, you get Kefil. So Kolshken, if you have two Eidim that pati you, Kolshken. So Zakta Ritva, I disagree, even though Yerushalmi holds that way, but the Rabban and Ritva disagree, they say you do get kefil, which I think anybody would say. You do get kefil. But my pligi, what's this machlokes? Rabbi Ruvain, in the beginning of Simil Chaf, wants to make here Klaliyistika machlaikis between the Rashba and everybody else. And I looked at the Rashba again on the Flamigim Lamed Beis, and it's very meduyik in his lashon. Why is the owner grateful to the Shimer? We learned all along, he's grateful because he's paying. You get money, you're happy to get money. The Hakaras HaToiv is for the money. The Rashba's lashon is that the Hakaras HaTayiv is because he didn't schlep me through Bezdin. He didn't schlep me to go through Bezdin. And I'm happy for that. I'm grateful that you didn't schlep me through the entire. Even when you're chayiv, you schlep me through the entire, it's a pain. So therefore, for that, I'm akta kefir to you. It's a slight difference between the two. Is it Hakaras HaTayiv for the cash? Or it's a Hakaras HaTayiv for not schlepping me through Bezdin. Nafkamina would be another case, which we discussed a lot again in one of the days. Let's say you have a case where there are two Eidim that say Eidis, that the Shomer was a Pesheya. Two Eidim say this, the Shomer was a Pesheya. What's the din in such a case? And he pays you. You give him kefil? So the Ramban and Ritva say, you don't get careful. What do you makatayv? Two Eidim say he was Pesheya. You have no karsatayv to him. He does not get careful. The Rashba says that even if they are two Eidim Shepasha, you still get careful. You still get careful. By my plea, Zakhtar Brule, Pashat. The Ramban Ritva holds Hakaras HaTayf for the money. No, if there are two Eidim that he was Pesheya, a Makir Toiv that he gave me the money, what Hakaras HaTayf, he gave me the money. Of course he gave me the money. There are two Eidim that he was Pesheya. But if it's Hakaras HaTayf that I didn't have to schlep him to Bezdin, that's the Raj Rashita. Hakaras HaTayf, I didn't have to schlep him to Bezdin, that I'm Makir Toiv. Every time a person owes me money, it's a pain in the neck getting the money for him. You have to send them as money. You have to schlep them to Bezdin. You have to collect. You have to bring Eidim. So Zot Reb Ruvein, that's the machlokes. The sheet of the Rashi is Hakaras HaTayv. I didn't schlep you. You didn't schlep me to Bezdin. So even if they're Eidim Shakasha, I'm willing to give him the kefil. Masha'en Kain, the Ramban and the Ritva, they held Hakaras HaTayv for the cash. Hakaras HaTayv for the cash. That the Hakaras HaTayv for the cash, that is a that I'm not Makir Toiv if they're two Eidim Shapasha. Zot Reb Ruvein. Just like that machlaikis the Rajba against the Rabban and Ritva is totally in this, the same the other machlaikis. They are two Eidim Shenensa. And he paid. So Zot Reb Ritva, of course I'm Makir Toiv for him. I'm Makir Toiv for the cash. He gave me money, he didn't have to give me. I'm Makir Toiv, he gave me money. The Rashba says, what are you talking about? There's no kefil here. Kefil is when a person did me a toiv, I didn't have to schlep through a din toiv. If a person said nensa, so the Rashba's lashon is that it never dawned on me he'll say nansa that I don't pay me, that I should give him a karas hatayv. Never dawned on me to give him what we call an incentive to not schlep a case. If there are two eidim shenansa, the karas hatayv is not for the payment. The karas hatayv is for the whole dintayr. We call it an incentive. Reb Ruvein calls it making the case easy. I don't have to schlep through a dintayr. If there are two eidim shenansa, there's nothing to talk about. So in that case, there's no the whole Indian of kefil doesn't come into play because there's no DNA Torah to talk about to schlep through. The whole echetimtza doesn't come up. That's the that this is how the Rashba learns the shitas Rashba as being different than the whole everything else. I'll add to that another Rashba. First Rashba that we spoke out today, the Rashba and the Rishash. The Rashba asked the Kasha that by a Shayel, the Shayel could have tainted Lo Hayah Dvar Me'ayla. That was his Kasha. That he should be Makir Toiv to him. He didn't tainted Lo Hayah Dvar Me'ayla. That was the Rashba's Kasha. The Rishash answered that he wouldn't tainted that. You know, the May is, he doesn't want to say such a tainted. The Rashba doesn't say the Rishash is Teretz. He has to come out there different Teretz. Why doesn't he say the Teretz? I would think the answer is the Rishash is going like most Rishayim. The Hakaras HaTayv is for the money. So the Rishash says, it's not Hakaras HaTayv for the money. He really doesn't have any Taina. It's a Lashkech to Ketaina. And therefore, he doesn't have such a Taina. So therefore, because he's Makir B'Shik, right? You wouldn't want to tie to Makir B'Shik, right? So I'm not Makir Toiv that he gave me the money. The Rashba could be, is Lishitasai. The Rashba says, my whole thing is, I don't want to get schlepped through a din toiv. My whole thing is, I don't want to get schlepped through a din toiv. If there are kindness that I have to take him to a din toiv, right? And I have to go through the motions of being Teveya him. So now, if there's nothing he could possibly say, so there's no din Torah. Nothing he could possibly, there's no din Torah. But if I have to schlep him to Bezdin, and I have to show Bezdin that I learned it to him, right? When you go to Bezdin, you can't just go to Bezdin and say he'll pay me. You have to go to Bezdin and say I learned him something. How do you know you learned something? You have to show him, even if he doesn't actually say Lo Yoyed Var Miyad. You have to go to Bezdin with a tefillah. The Rashba is asking a kasha because he says the whole payment is I don't want to schlep to Bezdin. So if the whole payment is I don't want to schlep to Bezdin, so the Rashba asks a good kasha. There's Lahadam, Hadam, Zarti, I still have to schlep to Bezdin. That's why the Rashba doesn't say the Rishash is Teretz. Third Machlokes with the Rashba, which fits in very nicely. But this thing of not schlepping to Beis Din, I'm just not sure. I had a case. Somebody was a broker in a real estate deal, and it must have been a big real estate deal. His commission was $200,000. He had a sealed contract that it was $200,000, and it was a few days before the closing, and the person said, I'm only giving you $180,000. Give me off 10%. So the broker, $20,000 is a lot of money also. I could be happy to make $180,000 on a deal, but... So the broker told him, listen, if you don't drain me a cup, nothing, no more draining a cup, I'll settle for $180,000, but if you start draining a cup, you know, then I'm not willing. So of course what happened the next day, after he agreed to go down to $180,000, so then he sent him a contract, which already had more clauses in it. Only if no one else claims the brokerage fee, he had other clauses that could part him from the whole $180,000. So now it already became a whole pressure, and it became a whole sitsa. But finally, they got to closing. The guy gave him the $180,000. It was good. There was a deadline. The closing was May 1st. This happened last week. So he got his $180,000. But as was supik, is the other person a ganiv under $20,000? You know, the Rashba says it's the Rashba's lashon is it's normal for me to give up something. I don't want to schlep through a din Torah. Let's say you owe me money, and we're going to go to a din Torah. I'm going to get it from you. And you tell me, listen, we'll settle out of court. Give me 10% off. I owe you $200,000. You don't want to schlep through court. So I'll give you $180,000. Is that Geneva? Huh? He didn't have a valentine in this case. It was a... Seems like he's a Kanif, no? Sounds like Mamish Geneva under $20,000. Even though the person's masculine. And the Rashba is a normal thing to be masculine. No, it was licensed. Everything was perfect. Everything was legal above board. He had a contract. He would have gotten it in court. But you know, a person doesn't want to schlep through court. He's willing to give up $20,000. He should really see his $180,000. You know, so he's willing to do it. Huh? Is it a mechila when you... Is that really a mechila? You put pressure on him to be Michael? What? It's forced. You see, on the other hand, the person has a right... The other person has a right. He says, listen, I owe you money. Let's go to Beis and see if I really owe it to you. Even though he knows he owes it to him. I don't know. Huh? Could be to Geneva. I don't know. It's a question. It's a blackmail on a right that he has. He really has a right to go to Beis.
Everybody has a right. Is it a valid right? Because he knows the guy's not going to go. And myself, the guy went with.
I think like you. I think it's a Geneva. When you look at the Rashba's Lashon here in the beginning of the parrot, the Rashba's Lashon is that it's like a normal thing that a person should want to give up. What? He can back out of the whole real estate deal. Right. Yeah, if he backs out, then he's not chayiv. He doesn't want to back out. It's not worth it for him. Obviously, the deal was kedaifa. Okay, my nekuda now is this is what remains. We have here, Reb Reuven says, two ways. The Rashba's way... That's Akar Satoif and not schlepping me to Beis Din. And we'll call it the Ritva in the Ramban's way, it's Akar Satoif for the cash. The next step in the Reb Reuven is the Machlaikis here between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. He says that the Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, is totally in this Machlaikis. Now, what I'd like to give you for homework is to figure out the way I understood. When I was reading the Reb Reuven, so I figured he's going to end up, Rashi's one way, Ben Chanal's the other way, and then he actually ends up exactly the reverse. In other words, what I'd like you to do is take the Reb Reuven, see the two ways to learn, and you tell me what's more mistava to you, Rashi's like the Rashba or Rashi's like the Ritva. In addition to that, I'd like to go Vaita, depending tomorrow's Thursday, but I'd like to start the next Gemara.